Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. Small business owners tend to realize almost immediately how different their businesses are to run from large corporations. To be successful, a small business needs to adopt its own strategies that work with limited available resources. From figuring out how to find and develop new talent to discussing how to expand businesses' reach, small business owners have to think creatively about solutions they can implement to improve operations and increase productivity. When you're just getting started with your small business, simply deciding which goal to tackle first and knowing what to do and when can be a job just by itself. None of us are born with business smarts or an entrepreneurial playbook pre-printed into our brains. It's stuff that we've all got to figure out along the way. Most of us make some sort of horrible business mistake. Business management tips and advice from others can be incredibly helpful, especially when we first get started in business, when we don't have years of experience to help us make smart, educated guesses. So on today's show, I'm going to focus on management tips. People management, time management, money management, you name it. But they're all tips that'll help you, as a new business owner, manage your business better. Manage it better so you can avoid unwanted headaches and just push forward to the progress you want. So business tip number one, build a support network. Being a business owner can be an isolating experience at times. You can lose touch with other business owners, especially if you're a solo business owner. The solution is to stay networked in the larger business community. That means meeting with a personal business coach for a specified time at least once a month. The business coach can provide business tips, help you find solutions to problems, and work through tough decisions with your business. One coach I know helped a client by giving them visualization exercises. These exercises help the client remove themselves from the business and look down on it from an outside perspective. It helped them to see the problems that were bothering them. In an hour's time, they walked away with clarity and a strategic plan to move forward. You should always network using Facebook and LinkedIn from the comfort of your home. Set up or join a mastermind group with your fellow business owners. With the group, you can get together once a month in person or on a conference line to discuss problems and solutions. Maybe even talk someone off the ledge. As a busy business owner, it's tough to find time to network, but getting better at networking and making new contacts, along with nurturing your existing ones, can pay dividends in the future. Business tip number two, be very specific with your goals. Break big goals into smaller ones. Don't just have those long-term goals. Have goals for your business and yourself that have shorter time periods as well. You know, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, even quarterly goals. Do the same thing with your revenue goals. Break them into smaller numbers so they're easier to obtain. If you know you need to make a couple of $100,000 in revenue in the first quarter, ask yourself, what does that mean in terms of sales? How many widgets do I need to sell, or how many new customers do I need to obtain? Knowing what you need to reach the revenue goal makes it easier to figure out how to achieve it. These kinds of really specific goals can help drive your actions. If you have employees, make sure they have a dashboard with their goals on it that shows their progress towards those goals. It will help keep everyone focused. With your goals broken down to smaller ones, you will have a better handle on things. With the right goal setting, you may even be able to tell at any exact moment how much revenue you have, the traffic to your website, and how many Facebook likes you have. Building a performance-driven culture all starts with being very specific about goals for yourself and your employees. Business tip number three, delegate whenever possible. When you first start out in business, it's just you and maybe a partner. But as the business starts to grow, you come to realize you can't do everything. You need to hire one or more employees. That's when you learn that you can make more money when you have other people doing things for you. But just hiring people is not the total solution. One very old business adage is to hire people smarter than you, Why? Because they are better at doing certain jobs than you are. In other words, focus on things that you can do well and delegate the rest. And here's something to think about. Richard H. Grant, a great salesman who became president of Reynolds & Reynolds, said, "When you hire people who are smarter than you, you prove you are smarter than they are." Business tip number four, keep your overhead low. Linda Barry, an educator, cartoonist, and graphic novelist, is quoted as saying, "The key to eternal happiness is low overhead and no debt." Anybody who tells people to do what they love no matter what should also have to teach a money management course. Low overhead plus do what you love equals a good life. I deserve nice things plus do what you love equals a time bomb. A good life is not about living within your means, it's about living below your means. When Instapaper creator Marco Arment was asked about his business model, he said, "I sell an app for money, then I spend less than I make." Selling for money? Spend less than you make? Is there a better business model? Spending money is a necessary part of building a small business. But if small business owners are not careful, overhead costs can quickly become a drain on their business revenues. If you take a look at your small business finances and realize that overhead expenses are taking a significant amount of your revenue, it may be time for you to reassess and reevaluate. When it comes down to it, if your overhead is low, you can make pricing decisions that you otherwise would not be able to make. So what are some ways to keep your overhead low? Go virtual. Depending on the size of your small business, it might be time to give up your office space and move to a work-from-home model. As a result of the pandemic, many companies across the United States had to close their offices and instructed employees to work from home. So this model can be pretty user-friendly. Take location into consideration as well. If your office is located in the middle of a big city, is it really necessary to pay rent for that space? Do a careful review. Be sure to review overhead costs monthly to make sure there are no drastic changes or surprises. It is always a good idea to get a handle on your costs before you try to make any comprehensive changes. You could first consider cutting back on a couple of your expenses to see how they impact your overhead cost, and then go from there. Try team brainstorming. You can ask your staffs about where the company can save money. They may see a potential cost savings area that you may not have seen. You may find that you have more success brainstorming as a team than you would taking the task on alone. You will need to carefully evaluate your current situation to come up with a savings strategy if you want to commit to cutting your operating expenses. Results will not happen overnight, but you will see them over time. Let me give you an example. A businessman I know was paying $30,000 a year in rent for an office in suburban Philadelphia while his sales force was out working with clients. Realizing it was only him in the office, he got rid of it and made his workforce virtual. He also replaced his landline with an internet-based phone, reducing his monthly phone cost to about $10 a month. And he ditched his computer service for the cloud as well. Lowering the overhead brought him some peace of mind when we went into the Great Recession. His business was able to take the cut in revenue. Even in the brunt of the recession, he never lost money. Cutting down overhead really gave him that peace of mind. You see, if your overhead is low, you can make pricing decisions that you otherwise wouldn't be able to make. Business tip number five, find your niche and stick with it. Trying to do too much too soon? Feel like you need to be all things to all clients? A top business tip is that diversifying isn't always the best strategy. Sometimes, it's good to replicate the magic of something that already works. What is a niche market? A niche market is focused on a set of people or businesses who are in the market to purchase a product or service you sell. This group of individuals has a specific set of needs that can be met by a targeted product or service that addresses those needs. So if you say, "I don't know my niche," that's okay, because wondering what specialty to pursue can be overwhelming. In other words, if you find it difficult to choose your niche, you're not alone. To be effective at your niche, you want to specialize in something you're an expert at. This is the most basic specialization, and it's ideal for both online and offline businesses. You can implement any of these strategies, identify your skills and passions, and then narrow it down. Once you've identified your niche, you have to be explicit about what type of client you're looking for and if there's a market for your niche. From there, identify how you can increase the knowledge of your skills to be specialized in what you do. Finding your niche and continually innovating around that niche is a path to success. Business tip number 6, stick to one goal at a time. People who chase two rabbits end up with none. It's difficult to prioritize your work when you're a small business owner. You have 1 million things on your to-do list, and they're all top priority. Multitasking is more of a myth than it is a productivity strategy. When you bounce between multiple tasks, you're not multitasking. You're task switching. Each time you move from one task to another, you lose productivity. This is because your brain needs to adjust to the changes in priorities and tasks. Make it a point to focus on one task at a time. Allocate a certain amount of time to the task and keep yourself focused on that task while you're working and that task only. Not easy as it sounds, the next business tip can help. So business tip number 7, use the Pomodoro technique and the 80-20 rule. I've talked about these techniques before. The Pomodoro technique works like this. You work for 25 minutes. Then you take a 3 to 5 minute break. You then go back to work for 25 minutes. After 4 25-minute work intervals, it's time for you to take a 30-minute break. Working in this way helps prevent procrastination. Almost anybody can work on something for 25 minutes straight without breaking concentration. However, after 25 minutes, it's normal for people to need a break or they'll get distracted. If you schedule a time for your distraction, then the downtime will be less significant. Also, you'll be more dedicated to the task if you know you're only working on it for 25 minutes. The other business tip to consider, the 80-20 rule, also known as the Pareto principle. It states that 80% of results come from 20% of actions. This isn't just for good results. It can also apply to bad results. For example, 80% of your customers' complaints come from 20% of your clients. That's a bad result. However, 20% of your clients may contribute 80% of your sales. That's a good result. Look for the 80-20s of your business. Often, you'll find that a lot of your problems and successes are coming from just a few sources. This can help you become focused on what's working and what isn't so you can take appropriate action. Business tip number 8, encourage and embrace feedback. Don't just be open to customer feedback, encourage it. Some of your best business ideas may be waiting to arrive from your own customer base. Besides, who knows your product and services better than the people who actually use them? There are internet services designed to capture customer feedback as well as employee feedback. Simply asking your customers and your employees for feedback is a great way to show that you care about their experience and to gather valuable information. Business tip number 9, let your employees grow. This is one of the top business tips. Do your employees have a chance to grow with your company? They should, because it can be difficult to run a long-term business if your turnover is high. One of the best ways to retain your employees is by giving them incentives to grow along with your company. Creating a career ladder is one of the best ways to do this. A career ladder describes to your employees what they can achieve if they stick with your business. So they may start out as an office manager, then move up to an administrator, then an assistant manager, then manager, and then a VP. This is just an example, but if you have a career path laid out for your employees, then they will be encouraged to stick with you and grow with your company. Business tip number 10, be approachable, committed, and honest. All great business leaders have certain qualities in common, three of the most important of which are being approachable, committed, and honest. When your office door is always open, your employees will experience you as being approachable. If you're the first person to arrive to work and the last to leave, this demonstrates your commitment. By following through what you say will be done, you're showing your employees that honesty is important to you. Business tip number 11, simplify your life. You start to realize how important your time is when you run a business. Personal tasks, such as figuring out what to wear for the day or what to cook and eat for dinner, can quickly cut into your time for business tasks. You may find yourself beginning to shirk these personal responsibilities, but that leaves you dressing like a bum and eating fast food every night for dinner in order to have as much time as possible for your business. That's why it's important to simplify, automate, and outsource as many processes in your life as you can afford to. Steve Jobs was a good example of this business tip. He always wore jeans, a black turtleneck, and white New Balances. This way, he never had to worry about what he was going to wear. I suggest you be a bit more fashion conscious, but simplifying things such as your wardrobe can free up your brain power, which can now be dedicated to your business. You can also investigate automating and outsourcing other personal tasks. Automatic bill pay options can further free up mental bandwidth. If you can afford it, paying for services such as wash and fold for your laundry or landscaping for simple lawn maintenance can get you up to 8 more hours of your time back each week. Think about it. That's essentially an extra workday every week that your competition may not have. Business tip number 12. Hire a good accountant and keep in touch. Here's a business tip from an accountant. They don't want to hear from you only at tax time. They want to hear from you frequently throughout the year. Save yourself the trouble of being audited or leaving money on the table and meet regularly with an accountant. Also, your son or nephew who is taking some accounting classes in college doesn't count as an accountant. Make the effort to hire a good accountant, preferably a CPA who specializes in small businesses. How do you find the right accountant for your business? The best resource for finding an accountant is personal references from family, friends, or fellow business owners. Be sure to also check with your local industry association and see who they recommend. If your small business is still in its early stages, your main criteria for an accountant should be that they are responsive and reliable. Once your business is more established, you need to find an accountant who has knowledge of your particular industry so that you can understand where your business stands in the current marketplace. Small business owners can also check with their local chapter of certified public accountants to see who might be a good match for their business. Business tip number 13. Always use contracts. It doesn't matter how simple the job is. If you're hiring someone to do the work for you, then you need to make sure you have a written contract. This includes seasonal employees, regular employees, vendors, and contractors. The basics of what you need in a contract should include what is expected from the person doing the work, what you are expected to provide to the person doing the work, the cost and payment schedule, who will do the work and if subcontractors are allowed, what's the time frame for the work to be done, the desired quality level for the work to be done, and how either party ends the agreement. Getting these points ironed out and put in writing can save you a lot of time and frustration. Not only will it help communicate with the people you're hiring so that both of you understand what is being requested, but it also can help save you if you hire a dud. Business tip number 14, cut your losses with bad vendors. This piggybacks off the last tip. It's important to know when to cut your losses with a bad vendor. The legal side of ending an agreement should be simple if you have a good contract. The difficult part is knowing when it's time to cut a bad vendor loose. There are a few definitive reasons to fire a vendor. Obviously, a vendor stealing from you stands out, but there are several subtle warning signs that can tip you off that a vendor isn't going to work out. If your vendor hits any of these, it may be time to consider ending your agreement. They miss deadlines and don't give you a heads up about it. Vendors are going to miss deadlines. It's no reason to fire a vendor so long as they give you notice that they're going to miss the deadline. So if you're on a 6-week schedule for a project, then it's reasonable for a vendor to let you know at week 3 if they think they can't make the deadline. On the other hand, if they let you know the morning of delivery date that it's going to be another 2 weeks, then it may be time to look for someone new. They lose key employees. Sometimes one employee can really elevate an entire business. If the vendor you hired has a standout employee who always delivers results, and then this employee leaves to go to another agency, there's a good chance that the vendor's performance and results are going to drop, at least in the near term. it may be worth looking into getting a new vendor. If a few more employees from that vendor end up leaving, the vendor may have a turnover problem. That could be a sign of a sinking ship. They can't walk you through the process. A vendor should provide an outline and timetable of how they're going to accomplish their goals and what you are paying for. This outline should include regular milestones, check-ins, and communication points that both of you will adhere to. This way, you can always feel like you're making progress towards your goals and you know when you will achieve a finished result. If the vendor can't outline their process, then there's a good chance they can't achieve what you're paying them to do. Business tip number 15, know when to outsource and when to hire consultants and contractors. Even the most talented business leaders know there's a time to call in reinforcements. There may be functions that are critical to your business, yet not within your direct area of expertise, that can be outsourced. The best tasks to outsource are the tasks that support rather than identify your brand. Flexible staffing via consultants or contractors may also be appropriate depending on your needs. If your business is struggling and you don't know what to do, you may want to consider hiring a consultant. They can offer valuable outside perspective on your business operations based on their experience with other businesses. Let's say you own a food shop that now faces competition from a larger franchise food shop that's moved into the neighborhood. A consultant can help you adjust your strategy to stay competitive. Also, contractors are an option for getting work done without adding permanent staff. For example, if you need an online presence but are not a developer, then you might engage a contractor to build or update your website. While the contractor is not your employee, your business owns what the contractor produces. Identifying the right contractors can add expertise to your business that you need only for a specific project or series of tasks. For larger businesses, outsourcing an entire business function, such as using a call center for customer service, may be an efficient use of funds. Whenever you're considering outsourcing, be sure to calculate the cost of outsourcing the work versus handling it in-house. From managing your own staff to engaging the assistance of consultants or contractors, your duties as a small business owner can really weigh on you. You can wear yourself out simply switching from the big picture to the daily details and back again and again. Any one of these tips can help you and your business be more successful. Consider implementing at least two or three of these suggestions and see what happens. Many small business owners waste their time reinventing the wheel when others who have gone before them have the answers they need and are happy to share them. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points or comments about this show or past shows, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years. Because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. OceanCounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.